Thanks for cruising in here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, I enjoy our conversation, and I've enjoyed being at Cruisin' Day. It's such a cool event. And is it really 20 years now for this event?
Yes, yeah. I know. I can't believe it either because, you know, I'm still so young. But, we started this. This is our 20th car show. It's gotten a little bigger since we started.
Remind me how it all got started, the idea, what brought it on, and...
Well, we are in last week's Croft and Paper with three of our Mustangs, and that we do have a love for old cars. We had a Mustang when we got married, a 67 Fastback, and we do now. We found one identical to that. But anyway, we went to a few car shows, and in 2000 and whatever that makes it, 4 or 5, we went to Ponca, Nebraska, and they had the sweetest little car show with shade and was right off of Main Street, but it was in a residential. They had live music. They had food stands. It was really simple and small and friendly. So we said, shoot, we should do this. We got a beautiful park with big shade trees, and so the next year we did it. We pulled together a couple other guys from town that had some old cars, and we just did it. And it's been going ever since.
You know what I've never seen at a car show before? A sad person. Everybody's happy. Everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah.
There's the vehicles, there's the food, there's usually music, and it's just a great time.
We have a nice gazebo there in that South Park, and have had music every time, and love, they play, you know, the 60s and 70s music, which everybody loves. Even the young people love that now.
There's some great little towns around Yankton, some really nice ones, but I do mean this. My favorite one of those is Crofton.
Oh, it really is. That's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
I like what you got going on down there. So this Cruisin' Day is coming up this Saturday, August 23rd. So let's talk about some times and some of the details. What do people need to know?
Well, if you want to bring a car, you do not have to register ahead of time. Just come. Just drive to Crofton anytime between 9 and 11 is the registration. We've got three young ladies that have done registration for us for a few years, and I guarantee they are super friendly, and they will recognize you if you've been there before. So at 11 o'clock, the car show actually starts. And also, we have, of course, the live music and the Grill Fest.
And who's playing music this year?
Jay Gilbertson.
That's great.
Yes, yes. And he is bringing in Tom Zoss from Yankton on the drums, and our famous Kim Swatsky on keyboard and vocal. The three of them did it last year, and Kim just sort of stepped up because he absolutely loves music. And so he's going to come back too. Those musicians are so talented. They just kind of wheel together and do it.
Cars and tunes go together.
And food.
So the Grill Fest is back.
Yes. And I looked that up, and this is their 15th year that they've been with us, the Knights of Columbus from St. Rose, and they have a competition, so the food is good. There's tents, grills, pickup, end gates, you know.
Options, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Everything's different, but a lot of good meat. So everybody loves that. Bring your families.
Come hungry.
Good. That opens at 11, and they usually, sometimes some of them run out, but they really put on a feast. Bring your kids. If you don't have a car, come anyway. Of course, we have a raffle. We have a lot of things for kids. We've got some competitions going on over at the basketball court, and a little kiddie train and a bouncy house, you know, the normal kid things.
And not all car shows are geared towards children, but I know that you guys work hard on that.
Yeah, and they're over in one side, and we don't allow, you know, bicycles and things like that, so don't be afraid. We have never had a situation where anyone felt, you know, there's lots of room, so the cars aren't in there too tight, and it's really great. One thing I want to add, that because this is our 20th car show, and cornhole tournaments are getting pretty popular, at least people love to do it. We're going to add that, and there's somebody coming in and just going to run that for us. And so, yes, please come and do that. I'm not sure there'll be a minimal charge, but there's a cash prize.
Are you any good?
I'm okay at pickleball, so I don't know.
Ooh, maybe pickleball next year will be added to Cruisin' Day.
Sure.
Want to say thanks to some folks for some matching funds. I see that on the poster.
Of course. Modern Woodman's been very good to us for a lot of years doing matching funds. And they do that for our raffle. And we do give away some, not only kids' Power Wheels, but we have some couple of really nice adult raffle prizes also.
What's the state of the union with the Crofton Community Club? Are you guys going strong? It sure looks like it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We do our activities all year long with the back to school the other night. And Santa Day is a big day where we have free pictures with Santa and a soup supper. And there's things every other month. We do, you know, types of things. And we're really big in the dam race, helping with the dam race and all that.
Sounded like another great year of that.
It was great. More than ever, you know, applications and or racers. That was great. It's really great.
Anything else you want people to know about Cruisin' Day coming up this Saturday?
Oh, gosh, there's so much. Citywide rummage is on the same day. So if you want to, you know, feel like doing that, of course, the kids games, the cornhole tournament, the grill fest, the live music. It's just a really nice day.
All right, come to Crofton. It's 11 to 3 at a great park, South City Park in Crofton, Nebraska, just across the river. And we hope you have another great show, and I know you will.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for allowing us to spread the word.